climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
On this transformational Tuesday, I can't help but focus on the fact that stories go a long way in bringing about transformation. There's no question that during an election year, the Second Amendment and gun control become really hot topics. Well, now there is an event that is aiming to use the power of stories to bring this issue to center stage and flip the script on how these conversations are taking place. It is the 6th annual Gun Violence Survivor Week. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is on the line. He is covering this. Jeff, what is this week all about?
This national event, really, National Gun Violence Survivors Week, is all about sharing and amplifying the stories and the voices of gun violence survivors, people who live with the impact of gun violence, be it mass shootings, be it accidental shootings, be it the out of control crime problems in which we've got young kids gunning each other down in major cities on a daily basis. So this national event, we're going to see candlelight vigils and other events being held in places across the country, and discussing the impact of gun violence. So sure, there's probably going to be people pushing for gun control amongst them, as well as others supporting the Second Amendment. But I think in unison, talking about the problem, the crime problems, and why prosecutors across the country are not doing much about it. The stats are what the stats are. Every day in this country, at least 120 people are shot and killed. More than 200 are shot and wounded. And countless others experience the collective trauma of the gun violence, the survivors, the family, the friends of these victims. And this year, National Gun Violence Survivors Week will be highlighting the role of gun violence survivors as change makers in leading efforts to end gun violence by building and strengthening and unifying their communities.
I absolutely love the fact that this is focusing on those stories, because when it comes to something like this, and this is an area, I mean, this week is dedicated to finding common ground, but you and I both know there are always people looking for ways to push a particular agenda. And I think facts and figures and statistics can be tweaked or manipulated, but you really cannot argue with the power of somebody's real story.
Sure. And so we're going to see that. Survivors across the country, they're going to highlight, the ripple effect of trauma caused by gun violence and the collective action that these survivors are taking to fortify their communities, to move towards healing, to create programs for youth, and maybe to hit somebody in terms of the knowledge and the pain that is caused by this, and maybe that will affect, if it affects one person who otherwise might pick up a gun and use it, change has been made, albeit small, but big in many ways surrounding people who may have been hurt by that individual who's now thinking twice about picking up a gun. So we'll see if anything comes out of it. Of course, it's always slow, but we've seen over the course of the last year decreases in deaths and injuries from gun violence in many cities across the country. Last year showed about 8 to 10% overall decrease, and some cities saw 20% decreases. ages, though some age groups and categories saw upward trends, and groups that saw increases, they include teens ages 12 to 17, many of them inner city violence, and also perhaps those killed in mass shootings. It's not a one size fits all type of problem that needs to be fixed or solution. It's going to take a village, as they say.
And raising that awareness and sharing those stories. And one thing you said, Jeff, that really hit me is just how much more we're seeing younger kids pick up these guns and pull a trigger. And a lot of them, we know, probably aren't even really understanding the implication of what they're doing. They play these video games that are violent, and in the game, somebody gets up to see another day. And so I think events like this become important in just getting that message out.
Yeah. No, it's really important, and it's especially important to survivors and people who've lost loved ones due to the violence. And something's got to be done, it's not going to fix the problem, but it'll certainly highlight it and help.
So will we be hearing a lot of these stories from these survivors?
Yeah, I think that, in places across the country, some big cities, small towns, where there's gun violence and gun violence survivors, they're going to be holding events in various different places, and they will be talking. It's a very personal pain that they will be sharing with individuals and the public in their efforts to make some change and to make something happen. But it's a difficult task when, as you mentioned, these young people, this is all they know in many cases in major cities, and this is what they do. It's normal to them to pick up a gun and start shooting. And many of them not even teenagers yet. And so it's kind of a hard, difficult thing to swallow and to think about and to comprehend. But the fact of the matter is it's playing out in major cities across the country.
Absolutely. And I've got to believe it's a little bit healing as well for those families to be able to share their story and feel as if they're putting some purpose in their pain.
Yeah, it's healing. To be able to talk about it is healing, no matter what you're going through. To be able to talk to somebody about it is always healing, and hopefully this will help them.
Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, thank you so much for giving us an inside look at what this week is all about. And Jeff was in kind of a remote area making that call, so we did lose that connection. But I am always so appreciative of the opportunity to chat with Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso. Now, don't forget that we have a huge giveaway going on. It's our Alaskan Cruise giveaway, and all you need to do to be entered is text me Alaska. That's it. Just text Alaska to 208-522-5900. That's going to get you entered for a chance to win an Alaskan cruise July 13th through the 20th aboard the Princess Cruise Line, also known as the Love Boat. There's a lot more to come on this Transformational Tuesday. I'll be back after this.